different.
Okay, with State Representative Stephen Meskers, and Representative, I know you want to talk about the old Greenwich train station. What's the latest development there?
Well, thanks, Tony. Good morning to you. I've got some really decent news. I had a good meeting with the Department of Transportation. They're down here supervising the project, which is being run by Matterport Industries. And it looks like we're getting to the end of the tunnel, finally, on the improvements at the train station. The Department of Public Works and myself, we worked and negotiated with the Department of Transportation in Hartford, and we've got some improvements, including drainage, new curbing, new paving, and new lighting in the southbound station. So this is the station people get on when they're on the way down to New York. The whole deal should be closed the week after Thanksgiving in completion. I was there supervising or overseeing some of the work yesterday, and they've just finished the drainage system. They're putting in curbs, and then they're going to be engaged in a paving, repaving route, and they're thinking of doing that the week of December 2nd. I will keep people posted and posted on Facebook as well so that they are aware, because the parking will be closed for about 4 or 5 days for the milling of the ground in preparation, and then the paving and the painting. So we'll lose 3 or 4 days, but that'll be the week after Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving, the station should be fully open and that parking lot.
All right. There's the old saying, no pain, no gain. So after the pain of this, is it going to be something that folks in that part of town could be proud of?
I think so. It's definitely, there's two things. One, the improvements were agreed to and paid for by the Department of Transportation, so it didn't come out of the town budget. And two, those improvements have created more spaces, more so on the southbound lot, which is already completed. But we're going to end up with a couple more spaces on the northbound lot as well, and a much safer lot with a smooth and well drained parking surface. So I'm pretty happy with that, and improved lighting.
All right, on the transportation front, your thoughts of the governor's CT 2030 transportation plan?
I think it's there's obviously a pushback on the idea of tolling. I think for Greenwich residents, as I look at this, they should be keep in mind that doesn't look like there'll be any tolls on 95 as they relate to Greenwich, so we won't end up with congestion on and off if the plan ultimately succeeds. The plan also calls for a toll on 684, which may sound curious because people think of it as a New York road, but I believe there's about a mile and a half of that road that's on Connecticut property, and Connecticut has to pay the state of New York for the maintenance and care and feeding of that roadway. So the plans on board for improvements there are something on the order of about $13 million for reconstruction. So they're planning on putting a toll over that roadbed. So the only toll that would, if the plan is approved, the only toll that would show up technically within the borders of Greenwich would be on 684. Now, the incentive that been left with the plan gives us approximately $353,000 a year, which is about 5% of the tolling revenue that would go directly to Greenwich. So this is a novelty within the new plan that they presented, and I guess incentives for people who are going to have tolling sites. So this would result for the life of the toll, which would be envisioned to be, I think, from 2023 to 2030, this would result in 7 years, so roughly $2.5 million in funds from the state to the town of Greenwich, which I presume would go for us in traffic issues and transportation issues for the town itself. But it would be one of the few transfers we get from the state. It's a small amount of money for the schools. We get the school construction budget within the bonding area that the state pays for 60% of the associated costs for schools. So this would be a significant or relatively significant amount of money we receive on an annual basis while the toll is in place.
All right. On the issue, kind of two parts. Number one, the governor has called for a special session. Do you think that will happen? And number two, what do you think the fate is of his transportation plan?
Well, you know, I've had private conversations, but I haven't been in conversations with the caucus yet. I understand that, you know, that a number of people are excited by it, but some people in the tolling locations are concerned, and there is pushback, as there was pushback on the last plan for tolling. So I don't know. I honestly don't know whether I think the special session will be a function of whether or not they think we can move ahead with a number of other issues plus tolling prior to the beginning of the regular session. If we don't do it in December, I think that pushes it out to the regular session, which starts, I think, in February, end of January, beginning of February. It's not clear to me yet. I haven't heard or seen the call for that session yet. And that's really a question between leadership and the executive.
All right, we're speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers, but have you put your Greenwich RTM hat on for a second? You won re-election. I think you were leading vote getter in your district. Congratulations.
Very much. I was very pleased by that, or grateful for the support shown by the residents.
Now, I wanted to ask you about the POCD passed this week onto the RTM. Is this something that's going to be voted upon at the December meeting? Will it be waiting until next year and the new RTM coming in? What do you think?
You know, at some level, I would prefer to see the POCD voted on in January, when the new members who are seated in their offices and sworn in. I think, for me, it's always better, to my mind, to have the people who have been now entrusted by the public to be the voting on the issue. Although I don't think it's a polemical issue, I think the POCD generically gets a fair amount of support. My concern with the POCD is normally that I personally don't think it's prescriptive enough in terms of what our goals and targets are. It seems to be more advisory, and I would, you know, I think that allows development in places where people don't like development. It doesn't. It isn't a plan, to my mind, of development in terms of what do we want to do, whether we're looking at COSCOB or Byram. What kind of zoning and development do we want over the next 30 years? You know, so I don't see the plan as envisioning, you know, the town of Greenwich and its neighborhoods, how they should all grow or develop. It doesn't have enough of the specifics.
All right, Representative Meskers, no other questions from me. Anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, we've had a decent meeting on working on Byram, and this is the underpass on Exit 2 on the 95. I met with the Byram Neighborhood Association. I might have mentioned that in an earlier radio program. I've also had conversations, or preliminary, with Ben Branion, who I'm hoping will be the administrator under the new administration. And I'm waiting to hear on that from, that'll be Fred's call. But I'm hoping when the transition's done, the swearing in happens, have conversations and to get the town support to get the lighting and a mural and the sidewalks upgraded underneath the underpass there connecting Byram to the Byram pool. That's a piece of the agenda I don't want to see, lost in the transition. So I think I expect I'll get support because I don't think there's much financially that we would need from the town. And I may be able to get, I've been given positive signals from the Department of Transportation about some funds from the state to help us in getting the mural enacted or transacted. Okay?
All right. State Representative Stephen Meskers, good to talk to you. We'll talk again next month. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Thank you.
Same to you, Tony. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is State Representative Stephen Meskers joining us here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere.